A new topic is picked each week. 20 questions are asked, 10 each. One person's a fan. The other had to cram. The winner picks for next week and gets bragging rights, and the loser gets to hang his head in shame.
Today is October 22nd, 2017, and this is episode 20, Death Note. I'm Jared.
And I'm Justin.
Fangram Shorma Ajmeo.
Yo.
Welcome to the Fangram Showdown. Let's get it going, Jared. Throw your questions at me.
I'll throw them at you like Chinese throwing stars or shurikens as the action.
Okay.
Damn it. Okay. We'll start with hopefully an easy one. Uh-huh. What is the ability called that allows a mortal to see the name and remaining lifespan of another person for the cost of half their own lifespan? Open answer.
That ability would be called the Shinigami Eyes. Final answer.
You are correct. You'll get no pause answer from me.
No, thank you. Now I cannot say the same for you on my end. I know. All right, here we go. This is a greater than, less than, or equal to question. L claimed if he sat normally, he would lose 40% of his deductive reasoning capabilities. Is 40% greater than, less than, or equal to the correct percentage?
If he sat normally?
Yes.
He would lose 40%?
Yes.
It'd be equal to, final answer.
You are correct, sir.
That was one of my questions, so...
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so I'm gonna be... It's gonna be... hopefully there won't be another one, because I did not get a ton of questions for this time around, so...
Oh, no.
We have to pause and do another one if we have to. So, okay. Uh-huh. My next question.
Go for it.
How did Ryuk get the second Death Note? Open answer. Go ahead. If you need any clarifying answers.
The second Death Note, he picked it up from a Shinigami who dropped it. Right? I think, final answer. He picked it up from a Shinigami who dropped it.
I would need to get some clarification.
The answer that I have,
uh-huh. And because it was said, is that he snuck one past the Shinigami King. Now, I don't think it's because someone dropped it. So I'm gonna go ahead and mark you wrong.
Well, okay, that's fine. I think he picked it up.
We can pause and do a
no. Check. If you want to deep dive into the wiki, like. You can do that afterwards and then, like, give me the point back.
Okay. That's fine. I'll do a check.
All right. When Ryuk... This is another Ryuk question for you. When Ryuk returns to find Misa digging up the notebook, he offers her an apple from the Shinigami realm. What does she say it tastes like? Short answer.
I cannot remember this. Let's see. What does it taste like? I don't know. Fucking lemons. Final answer. I don't know.
Incorrect. If it tasted like lemons, Ryuk would probably like it. Because he likes juicy things. It tastes like sand. Sand is the answer we were looking for.
That's right. Okay. How did Rem get her second Death Note? Open answer. This might be a little easier.
Picked it up from Gelus? I can't remember how to say his name. But the Shinigami who killed himself. Final answer.
I'll give it to you. Gelus.
Jealous, whatever.
Jealous.
I couldn't remember his name.
I think that were you listening to the we had on the subbed.
I was watching the dubbed.
The dubbed, okay.
Yes,
well, they actually watched. Jealous.
Did they?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
What's this French name you have? Gelus? No, it's jealous. Which jealous. Actually fits what because of what happened.
Okay. Yes. All right. Next question. When Misa tries to discover which board member is the new Kira, she switches outfits with her friend to disguise herself so that she can slip away. What was the disguise she put on?
Okay, read that one more time just so I have it in my head.
When Misa tries to discover which board member is the new Kira, she switches outfits with her friend to disguise herself so that she can slip away. What was the disguise?
I don't remember. A maid outfit. I don't know. Final answer.
Oh, no. It was a nurse's outfit, sir.
Nurse's outfit. Dang it. Yeah, not nurse, going well for me.
She asked if she could go into the hospital to use the restroom.
Okay.
She met her friend in the bathroom, and they changed outfits.
All right. The Death Note will be rendered, is one of the rules of the Death Note. The Death Note will be rendered useless if the victim's name is misspelled how many times? 2, 3, 4, or 5?
Four. Final answer.
You're correct. Did you know that?
Yes. Nope. I did not remember that one.
Could have sworn that would have gotten you. That was, I don't know, I can't remember if it was actually said, but on the interstitials, it's written.
Yeah. I don't remember that being spoken, but, yeah. Okay, next question. True or false, 8 FBI agents came to Japan to investigate the Kira murders.
8. FBI. I don't think it was 8. False. Final answer.
You're correct. It was 12.
All right. Yeah, I thought it was a little bigger. Okay. This one's something you had to have paid attention to.
Oh, boy.
Well, all of us is going to, but this one specifically. Uh-huh. And this is not I'm going to clarify it after the fact. So Light's first name is read Light, as Light. But what is it written as? Like the kanji.
God damn it.
And here's the thing. It was said, so I'm not giving you a Japanese quiz. So I'm going to use multiple choice.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm making it easy on you. You have your choice. What was it written as? Sun, moon, star, or shine?
I can remember the scene. It's the scene with the girl that he's trying to get her name, and they swap what their name means. Damn it. Sun, moon, star, shine.
Correct.
Those are my options. Damn it. I can remember the scene, but I don't remember which one it is. I'm going to go with star. Final answer.
You are incorrect. It was moon.
Damn it. All right. Well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tsuki. What? It's like it's written as moon, but pronounced as light.
Well, how about that? All right. Here's the name one
for Misa.
Here's a name one for you, sir. What is the name of the second most famous detective in the world who is, in fact, actually L?
What's his actual name?
What was the name given to the second most famous detective in the world? You know, even though it was L, also. It's revealed that it's also L, but what was the name of the second most famous detective in the world? And you can just give me his last name. Don't give it to give me his full name.
Oh. I don't know if I remember this. It's L, but it's a different name?
Yes.
I don't remember. I don't know, Shiri Mei, final answer.
Incorrect. It was Geraldo Coyle.
I would never have gotten that. By the way, Shiri Mei is the yokai that has an eyeball for a butthole.
Oh, there we go. Back to the yokai.
You got your gaunts in my Death Note. Okay. A person with Shinigami eyes can see anyone's name and remaining lifespan except for who? Open answer.
Except for someone who is in possession. Except for someone who owns a Death Note. Final answer.
You're correct. Good job.
Thank you.
You paid attention.
I did pay attention. This one is a fill in the blank question.
Oh, I don't think we've had one of these.
Yeah, it's basically a short answer, but it's fill in the blank. L hired two criminals to work on the case. Specifically, one was a thief and the other was a blank.
Thief. Someone on the case who's a thief. What was the other one? Man, I'm drawing a big blank here.
Oh, man.
Thief and a poop. Dang it. I don't know. Hacker, final answer.
Close. It was a con man. A thief and a con man. And, to bring it back to the last question, the con man posed as Eldorado Coyle when infiltrating the board thing. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
The board thing.
The board of executives thing. That whole plot line.
Yes. All right. How did Mises' parents die? Open answer.
Damn it.
How did they die?
They were killed. And I don't remember how.
How did they die? I already gave you the fact that they died.
They were killed by someone.
Mm-hmm. That's usually how it goes. In this case.
They were killed in a carjacking, final answer.
Incorrect. It was close. They were killed by a robber. It was a home invasion robbery. A
home invasion. Well, that's... Damn. Okay. Well. All right.
Yeah.
All right, here's a question for you, sir. True or false? L suspected Misa of being the second Kira because her fingerprints match the ones on the tapes. True or false?
I can say false, final answer. Yeah, false, final answer.
You are correct. Do you remember what it was that made him think that it was Misa?
I don't. I just know that the fingerprint thing was something that she had her friend put all over the.
You're all correct. Over it.
It was her I just don't. Hair. I can't remember what.
He found traces of hair. Her hair.
Mm-hmm. Ah, gotcha. Where are we at? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. Oh.
4-3.
All right. This one's probably not going to go easy for me because I think I got... Okay, I'm going to throw you my hardest question.
All right.
Certain types of death written into the death note won't work because they would be, quote, unbelievable to the person's nature, except suicide. Why is this?
Why?
Why is suicide something that all humans would be susceptible to? Like, why is it something that you can write in for anybody in the death note?
Because all humans are capable of killing themselves. Final answer. Like, I don't remember anything more specific than that.
You got it. Well, it was close enough. All humans are thought to possess the possibility to commit suicide.
Yeah.
Yep. Good. I guess it wasn't that hard.
No. All right. Here's a hard one for you. Since you wanted to throw a hard one at me.
Great.
Here, I've got two hard ones. Let's see. I'm going to pick eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Okay, I'm going with this one. When L tests Light's deducing skills, he pulls out a fake fourth photo to trick him. What was written on the fourth photo?
Was written on it?
Mm-hmm. If you can remember the scene, it's them at the coffee or cafe or whatever they're at. And he pulls out the three photos to test him, but then he reveals that there is a fourth photo, which of course is fake. But what does the message in the fourth photo say?
Something out like, and their hands are red. Final answer. And they have red hands. Don't you do that shit? And there's something about the Shinigami's hands being red. Final answer.
That's correct, sir. It's have red hands.
Yeah, because you're talking about, was it the Shinigami like to eat apples and they have red hands or something? Mm-hmm. Yes, I remembered.
That was a good one.
What is the only way to kill a Shinigami? Open answer. And you can kind of give two different answers.
Yeah, okay, that's what I was about to say. Well, they say it's to make them fall in love. But in reality, from what they've shown, it's that they have to save a human from dying. Final answer.
Well, that last one you're going to have to clarify if you're going to use
You need to give me one answer.
You need to give me one answer. It needs to be clear.
Well, they say two things.
Well, you can use either one, but either one you use has to be like, give me a clear, concise, this is what I'm
doing. Okay, ask the question again so I can be specific.
What is the only way to kill a Shinigami?
Is to make them fall in love with a human. Final answer.
You are correct. The other way...
But in reality, it's like they have to like save, like purposefully save them from... Rim loved Misa, but that doesn't make her die. What makes her die, spoilers, is saving her.
Right. Well, the concise answer, because is the fact of saving is it's preventing a human's natural death from happening.
Okay, yes. Saving her.
Yeah. Well, saving, it's not just saving her, it's like she's supposed to die naturally this way and you know, because like
with
Gilus,
Gilus,
the girl that he was infatuated with was supposed to die with that like dude.
Which was also Misa. So.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is actually was, if you weren't... The first time I watched it through, I didn't get that when they were saying it. So I got it on this time. It was crazy.
It's not super noticeable that it's her until, like, Rim, like, says, and that was you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh. Which also kind of, like, explains, like, well, like, why she kind of, like... It's like, okay that she, like, gives up her eyes... twice, you know?
Right.
Because, like, she had the lifespan of two Shinigami. Okay, going right. into... Back to our questions.
Save it.
Okay.
It's your question.
Yes. Did I give myself a point for that? I don't remember. Are we 5-4 still?
4-5. Yeah, you should be at 6.
I should be at 6. Okay.
You're 6, I'm 4.
Okay, 6-4. All right, next question. When, this is multiple choice for you to make it easier, when Misa visits Light's home for the second time, his sister shows them Misa on the cover of what magazine?
Oh, damn you.
Was it People magazine, 18 magazine, Cosmo Girl magazine, or Heat magazine?
You bringing Heat back?
Was it Heat? You don't know.
I'm going to say 18 magazine, final answer.
That must have been a guess, because that's correct.
No. I wouldn't think they would use an actual magazine name, but I could have been wrong. That was my guess.
So there is an actual magazine, but it's called 17, not 18.
I guess I don't know if there's a Cosmo Girl.
There is a Cosmo Girl.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you look up fashion magazines?
I typed in teen magazines to get names.
Okay. Why does Misa want to help Kira? Open answer.
Because Kira killed the man who killed her parents. Final answer.
Correct. Bam. There goes my chances to win. But gone. Ask your question anyway.
All right. What did El... No, this is kind of easy. I'll still give it to
Doesn't
you.
Doesn't matter.
What did El claim to hear in the distance while standing in the rain?
Laughing, final answer?
Incorrect. It was chewing. A bell. It was a bell. He claimed to hear a bell. Could it have been his death knell? Oh.
Who knows? Oh. But that's it. You win. Congratulations. Give yourself a cat.
I've got two.
Well, give yourself another. Well, cool, man. I want to know what you thought of this while I look up if I was wrong about this one question.
So I loved it. Good. This might be my favorite anime so far that you've showed me.
Really? Wow.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. This is already one that I was wanting to watch. I'm glad I finally have watched it. I went a little bit ahead of like our stopping point, which was episode 25. And I got to episode 30, I think.
So you liked it. I have it in the notes, but I wanted to get your raw take on the anime itself. So what did you like about it the most? Would just you like the was it just the nature of the show itself, or was it like, because there's a lot of social commentary, I guess, a lot of philosophy in this anime that you can draw out. Mm-hmm. Like what do you think? What was the thing that you really liked about it? I need to know.
You need to know. I liked it because I was rooting for the antagonist. I wasn't rooting for the protagonist. Because I hate Light, and I'd like to know your opinion on when you started to hate Light, or if you even hate Light, if you think he is a hero or an asshole.
I do think he is. I think I started to hate him.
I know the exact point that I started to hate Light.
I started to hate Light as soon as L was brought into the show. And the reason why was because, you know, for at the beginning it was, you know, he had kind of like a crusade. Like he was, mm-hmm. you know, it's this idea of like if you had, you know, ultimate like godlike powers to kill anybody, you know, with some exceptions, like there's some barriers to that. But to be able to kill anybody, you know, would you do it to, one, be you're a mass murderer in general, but are you doing it just for your own sadistic pleasure, or are you trying to like make a whole like a better world, which I guess Light originally was trying to do. Mm-hmm. But once L came in, it then got mixed in with this this kind of competition with someone who was as smart as he was, if not smarter in certain regards. I think once it happened, a lot of his stuff started to become more like petulant and just kind of being just kind of an asshole. Mm-hmm. But then once Misa came in, I think it even jacked it up into a new level of like him just being a jerk, just kind of an asshole to everybody.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it just every stage where there's either a new character added or a new development in the story, it just completely degraded any sort of connection I would have had with him as a character. Not that he was two-dimensional. I think that actually added depth to his character, but it just was a depth that I didn't like. So yeah. What was your exact moment?
When he kills Ray Pinber.
Oh yeah.
That.
Yeah. One. Yeah.
That was basically like his first innocent kill. Like Ray Pinber did nothing wrong, and it was a good guy. I mean, right. he talked a little bit down to his wife, which was annoying.
He had it coming.
Still not a reason to kill someone.
yeah, no.
But then, even after that, killing Ray Pinber's wife and stuff like that, it's just like, you just solidified that you are a piece of shit. And I'm not going to like you throughout this whole series, and I'm going to be rooting for L the entire time.
Yeah, that's the thing is, like, you know, he's a protagonist for very short, and then the anime kind of completely, like, turn. I think it's intentionally supposed to turn your like against him. Mm-hmm. Ray Pember, I guess remembering now, Ray Pember and his wife. I think I had more of a visceral reaction to his wife being killed than he mm-hmm. than him, just because of the way it happened. Like you know, she was kind of on like a mission to kind of find out who killed her husband and kind of to find who Kira was, and like he like went more, I think, way out of his way to make sure that she died. But not just like, oh, you had a heart attack. It's like, nobody finds your body, you know. You and I think the way they shot it was really good too, shot it mm-hmm. in an anime sense. But like at the end of the episode, it's like her walking up to like these stairs with like a noose on it,
right?
You know, and it's just, it was very well shot. But Naomi, that's her name. You're right. That I think that scene really was supposed to turn you away from him. Mm-hmm. And so you watched episode 35. How many episodes are in both seasons? Well, it's just one season.
It's one season. It's 37 episodes.
Okay, so
I'm to the point with Nier and Mello. I'm there.
Okay.
So
what do you think of the new group?
I don't
group?
Like them. They don't compare to L at all.
Were you sad when L died?
Yes, very sad. Very, very, very sad. But I saw it coming with how he was acting the whole episode. And, I mean, goddamn, even, like, the whole washing his feet moment. And, goddamn it, I was just so fucking pissed. Because I knew it was coming. And, damn it, when it happened, I was still angry.
Yeah. It's kind of like, I mean, just the idea of in general, how, like, having that power and like what it means. It's like, you eventually turn into the thing that you're trying to get rid of, because, you know, the power either goes to your head, or you essentially have to commit murder to rid the world of murder or murderers. But, you know, it's not sustainable. That's why it's funny. Like, at the beginning, Ryuk was just like, you know, usually this does not go well for the person who has a death note. So he's just like, the whole time he's just like, I'm just here to see like how much fun this is. Mm-hmm. So, you know, him leaving the realm of the Shinigamis or whatever was just because it was so boring up there. He just wanted to have fun and see what kind of crap he could stir up.
He wanted to come down and fuck around, and he did.
Yeah. So you've seen the movie and the TV show.
I have seen the Netflix movie, not the Japanese movies.
Yeah. So I want to know how this has scrubbed the stain of the movie off of your brain.
Nothing can compare to that movie. This anime series is trash. Adam Wingard is a golden god.
Get the hell out of here.
No, just kidding. That movie sucks. like
compared
I think,
to the anime.
Mm-hmm. So I think I definitely got what you were like throwing down last episode, where it was just like, here's some really good stuff mixed in with a lot of bad stuff, and I really liked that really good stuff, you know? Like the whole like Ryuk and the use of the note and all of that stuff. I mean, I still think that the Ryuk in that movie is perfect.
Right.
I still don't see anything wrong with that. It's everything else around it. Now, after watching the series, the L in that is bad. Light in that is bad. Mia in that is bad. Like the father, everything's bad except for Ryuk. Willem Dafoe is perfect. That's like the most perfect casting decision ever. And I wish it would have been better. Like I still think you could do a live action version of this, and just take that Ryuk from that movie, put it in a new series, just make it like that, and it would be perfect. But
yeah,
that movie shit.
Yeah, I think even Willem Dafoe would be a great like voiceover if they ever redid the voices for the anime. Like he was perfect for that.
Yeah.
But I just, when I watched a little bit of the I didn't watch the whole thing, but I watched maybe like the first 20 or 30 minutes of it. And after I had watching the anime, I was like, oh man, like they stripped a lot of the fun stuff from the anime, like the whole like battle between L and Light. And like just, you know, them just trying to outthink each other, like that is like a big part of the anime, of just, you know, this person who is insanely and genius on both sides, both on opposite ends of, you know, the moral spectrum, and just L and you know, just trying to figure out. I mean, he's coming from, you know, such a place of not knowing what he's up against, you know, that there, the scene where he first learns that, when Misa, as the second Kira, in her, one of her messages, mentions the Shinigami, like, he just, like, when he flips out.
Right?
He's just
love
like,
it.
Ah! It is just like, do I have to accept that this exists? I mean, like, his brain, I mean, that the whole idea of, like, him having to realize that there is, you know, a spiritual aspect to this. And just kind of him coming to grips with that was, you know, I don't know how the movie does it, but it just seems like the seeing the thought
doesn't
process
really touch that at all.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I haven't seen the whole thing, but from what I've watched and from what I gather from it, it just strips a lot of the things out of it that are make it interesting.
Yes, it definitely does. I mean, in the movie, it's like, L comes to town and he's just like, yeah, you're Kira. And like, that's it. Like, there's no like, I mean, there's a literal chase scene where they're running through the streets of whatever town they were in. Other than that, no, there is no
how is he able to determine that though?
I don't remember.
Because I mean,
I honestly don't remember.
Because, I mean, it was pretty ingenious, that one, he was able to whittle it down, because it was, like, the times of the murders, happen. Like, it has to be a person, a kid in high school, because of the time of day that it's taking place. Like, there's a lot of, like, interesting thought process that goes into it, and that it has to be someone in Japan because of the time. Let's see, what was I going to ask you? Okay, so you didn't like, you turned against light fairly early on.
Fairly early on, I did, yes.
When did you, what were your thoughts on Misa as a character?
I think she was fine. I didn't find anything annoying about her, really. I mean, she has a lot of, like, blind love for Kira and, you know.
Right.
And, Light, that I don't still fully understand of how, why that she loves him that much, that she's willing to do anything. But I mean, she's,
well, she said so.
Well, I mean, yes, but like, you love this man so much because, you know, of one thing, and it's just like, I don't know.
Right.
I still don't think there's anything wrong with her character. I actually really like her character. But it just seemed a little bit crazy.
Yeah, I think the you're right. Just the length that she went to didn't match up completely with her reasoning. But, you know, you focus on something long enough that, you know, it just becomes your life's mission or whatever.
Right.
So, well, cool, man. I'm glad you liked it.
Mm-hmm, and, I did. And I'm planning on finishing it. Got seven more episodes to go.
Good. You have to let me know how you think, how you feel the ending ends, because I think you'll be surprised. So, you, regardless if you had won or lost today, it was still going to revert to you. So I want to know what we're watching.
So, I get to pick Spooktober's Halloween fan cram spoopy movie. So,
okay. I'm not ready for this.
We are going to watch Young Frankenstein.
Oh, good.
Yes. So, I decided to go with a fun horror movie. It's not a horror movie, it's just a comedy. But it takes horror elements and makes it funny, and it's Mel Brooks, and it's hilarious, and you've never seen it, so
I have never seen it. You're right.
We're going to watch it. I was thinking of doing Hellraiser, totally opposite, you know. So
for those of you who do not know, I do not like horror movies, or like paranormal type stuff. Before the show, Justin's listing off all these different things he could do, and I'm just like cringing. And I was like, he's like, "Oh, have you seen any of the Saw movies?" I'm like, no, I don't want to watch any of those. It's mainly, okay. Here's the thing about the Saw movies is that they involve like needles and like just like sadistic like torture, and I think that's what really gets me.
Yeah,
I know about certain scenes in those movies, and so I just. Yeah, I don't want to.
I mean, a woman falls into a pit of hypodermic needles.
Yeah, why would I ever want to? Oh my gosh, just the thought of that. Okay. And I had to sit there and watch it and write a goddamn question about it. Like, oh, how many needles stuck in her arm or whatever? Higher or lower?
I know. I was going to do Hellraiser because that has one of my favorite scenes in it. And I probably won't do it now, like, ever, since I've just... The only reason is it has, like, one of the best gore effects I've ever seen. It's one of the characters bringing himself back to life from the blood that is spilled on the floor, because his spirit is attached to the room. And he brings himself out of this puddle of blood, and it's a wonderful practical effect, done of like him slowly putting himself back together. You can watch it on YouTube. It's amazing. It's fantastic. It's disgusting. I love it. All right, no more on Hellraiser. But yes, Young Frankenstein is the movie we're watching for Halloween.
All right, well, before we jump into our extra stuff, I had to ask you, because I always have to ask you this, what did you think of the music?
It's really good. Really good. I really liked it. I liked the opener. I liked the piano theme. The piano theme reminded me a lot of the Exorcist music. I don't know if you caught that.
Yeah, no, I did.
But that piano beat that comes in throughout the show reminded me a lot of the Exorcist.
We have something later in the show for that, so
get ready. Oh, boy. Can't wait. Yeah. What is that going to be?
You'll see.
But I also say that when things change up about halfway through and they change the opener and change the closing song, fuck that shit. That's trash. That's trash.
I can't remember what it was. Is he talking about after episode 25?
Yes.
Okay.
They change the opener and the closer to trash. Like, yeah, it's bad.
So when next week when we go back, I need to have a postmortem on this because there's some things I want to talk to you about this anime, but I don't want to say anything because I don't want to ruin anything for you. So, well, maybe we can just talk offline about it because I'll be curious as to your thoughts.
Okay.
So, all right, we got some stuff. Last week we didn't do any cosplay for obvious reasons FBI reasons. I don't know, but this one we do because the cosplay here is family friendly, I guess.
Yeah.
So if you want to click that, it's just a general Google search, but they have some really good ones up at the top.
I am trying to bring it up right.
I'm hoping you can do audio because then a couple ones coming up are going to be audio based. So,
yeah, I think I can do audio. All right, I've got the images.
A lot of interesting Ryuk ones, I think, are really the bug eyes. A lot of L ones. This one down here, that's a good Misa. You scroll down, there's a Ryuk one. It's kind of right there on the right. No, up one row on the right.
That one. Yeah. Sure, it's not tight enough.
No, but you know, it's got the cool glowy eyes.
No, it is really good. good L.
So yeah. Lots of spiky hair. Yeah, lots of anime spiky hair. People doing the L finger in the mouth.
I don't know
how the character would not have diabetes with how much sugar he ate.
Oh, he has a sweet tooth.
I know, but it's like that's funny.
What? No. Remember, he says he burns off the calories because of how much of his brain he uses. He says that it's fact.
Well, it's early in the episode when they got his special task force to do all this stuff to find Kira. And he's like telling them all about like the murders and stuff, and they're all like eating ice cream. Yeah, so pretty cool. This guy has a really nice wingspan on this cosplay he does. Anyway, really cool cosplay. I'm always impressed by how much effort people put into these.
Yes, they're wonderful.
So, yeah. Next.
Next we have.
I went back to Redbubble. There's some pretty cool stuff. In here, you can get your own Death Note.
But is it like an actual like leather bound?
I think they just used the black notebook, the spiral bound notebook. And they just put Death Note out of it. I don't know what's. Let's see what it's made out of. Redbubble. Nope.
No.
I think it's just cardboard.
Cardboard.
It's made from the skin of a Shinigami.
There we go.
You know how much I hate these stay calm and carry on memes? This one says keep calm and write their name in the Death Note.
Oh boy.
That's a pretty cool designs in here. Let's see. You get L... on your shirt.
Buy an L sticker and put it on things. Why not?
So there's a Not Kira t-shirt you can get.
Not Kira.
So yeah. go to Redbubble and type in your favorite anime, and you'll get a ton of great stuff. Yes. Okay, you can keep looking, but this next things are all YouTube videos. Hopefully, won't get taken down on YouTube because there are the first two are 8-bit covers.
Wrong two one.
I want you to play a little bit of these.
Okay, I'm going to play this one right now. I don't think you can hear it, but here it goes.
Oh man. You're jamming out. I'm not. What the fuck is it going on?
That's really good.
It's pretty good.
That might be my new ringtone.
Well, don't say it just yet, because go to the next one.
Oh, what's the next one?
Click it.
Clicking it.
Boom. 8-bit nice. L theme.
Fantastic.
I should probably just play it on my end, so.
That's totally The Exorcist. That's The Exorcist theme. Almost, like, exactly.
Okay, so I know how much you love the Death Note movie. This is the Scream replaced with goat screams.
Oh my god. Okay.
This is a lot of love.
It fits. It really fits. Does. I mean, if you just watch that scene like without the goat noises, it's pretty much the same.
Yeah. When this movie came out, that was the one first thing I heard about. Like, the review was like, what the fuck was with this scream? And when you watch the anime, he barely does anything. Like, he's startled, but he's just like, oh, I figured you'd be showing up. The characters are completely different. So,
all right.
Next one has... Okay, wait. Before, I got to prep this one.
Okay, wait.
This one is a pair. Oh, no. You're on a different one. Yeah, do that one.
Okay, I'm doing this one. SpongeBob Death Note.
Yeah.
For audio listeners, it's an episode of SpongeBob with subtitles, with Japanese. Speaking and English subtitles.
Yeah, keep going. Go to the part where he starts writing in the notebook. Wait for it. SpongeBob as Kira.
Easily findable. SpongeBob Death Note. Hilarious. It's up there.
Yes.
6 million views. 6.7 million views on that video.
All right. Final one. This is a fan-made parody.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want you to watch like the first couple, like maybe minute maybe. Not even that much.
Now, everybody can take you up their homework.
Shit, I didn't do it. Pretend like I did.
What's this?
Death Note? If you write a person's name here, they is died?
Mr. Adams.
Put finger up butt and dies.
Tommy, everything's your homework! You're about to be bit. What's going on, class? Class title?
It works!
No way!
That's it.
You should kill criminals!
I'm sure the rest of it's funny, but I just wanted to show you that one. For those of you the audio, he writes in the... He's had to write the way they die. He's like, stick fingers up butt and die. All right, that's it.
That's it.
That's all I found. Yep, there's more stuff out there, but whatevs. Thank you, internet, for entertaining me.
And for also making a meme out of the chip thing. I don't know if you've seen that. I'll take a chip and I'll eat it.
I was wondering if you thought that was funny or just...
Yeah, no, I did. But I was just like, when the scene happened and he grabbed the bag of chips, I was just like, oh, here comes the chip meme. Like, I knew what the meme was before the scene happened.
Well, that's like... That's anime in general. Like, they have to take these, like, mundane actions and, like, completely, like, overdo them.
Oh, and it's fantastic.
Like, yeah, it was like with Kill la Kill was, like, the whole thing was that, but, you know. And when he's right, like, that's what the SpongeBob thing really works, because in that scene, SpongeBob is, like, really overdoing, like, his writing. So, all right, man, I think we can wrap this up, unless you have anything else you want to add.
I got nothing. I'll see you next week for our spoopy movie. Hope it's not hope it's not too spooky for you.
It's not too spoopy either. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, spoopy. It's a meme. Get with the times. Hey,
too spoopy for you.
All right. Thank you for joining us, everyone. If you would like to watch the video version of the podcast, you can find that at bit.ly/fancramlive. If you'd like to leave us a review on iTunes, you can do that as well. We're there. Okay.
We need it.
And we need it. Come on. If you'd like to follow the show on Twitter, you can follow us at Fancram Show. And if you'd like to follow us on Twitter, our names are below if you're watching the video. Look at that. I added text.
Right here?
Right there. Actually, a little bit over to your... Right down. Yeah.
Over here?
No, there? Not over there. Down that way. Down
can you
that
put
way.
It like right here on my face?
Actually, I can.
Yeah. Oh, here. You're talking about here. Nope, here.
Oh, nope. It disappeared because it went behind your video. Oh, there it is.
Somewhere around here.
Yes. You can follow us at Justin_TheScott and at Jared at
Toki Doki Tensai, TokiDokiTenSai, and hell no, will I never change that. It's the greatest Twitter tag ever. And if you'd like to email us any sort of... By the way, I have not gone back to listen to the end of Kill la Kill, and if you actually cut that part out, I was just about to add a little another reminder to send us that stuff that
no,
we're not supposed to ask for.
No, thank you.
But no,
that's
if you want to send us, if you want to send us your kill list that you want to put in your death note, you can do that at fancramshowdown@gmail.com. By the way, can I just say, if y'all don't know, Justin is responsible for finding the badass music that you hear at the opening of the show.
Yes.
And this last one was exceptional. So I want to just hats off to you. Great job.
Thank you.
You finding that free music.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's free.
It is free. With the permission of the artist. Thank
you.
Oh,
good.
It
fits really well.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye-bye. Don't kill anybody. Don't kill anybody, please.